I'm Wally.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? We got a bet going on at work how low my voice will go until I get kicked off the air. And I gotta tell you, it's gonna come back. You know, what is it about being sick and then having your register lower? Right, a half octave. And I gotta tell you, I mean, I still try to sing in the shower. No, you're supposed to do voice rest when you're singing. I can hit the low notes very good. Swing low. I could hit the low notes beautiful, but I try to go high. Can't do it. Can't do it. I'm a baritone now. So I wanna take advantage of it. Anything I've wanted to record as a baritone, I need to do, and I need to do it fast before I get better, so I'm pretty excited about that. But thank you all for tuning in. For those of you just, you know, turn on the radio going, oh my gosh, that person sounds so much better than Dr. Dahlia. No, no, it's me. I just have a cold. That's just me. Now, I want to let you all know, we finally solidified the rooms, locked in the price for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan cruise. So for those of you trying to figure out what to do next summer, and you haven't seen Alaska, or you have seen Alaska, but you want to do it, in a fun and educational and exciting manner, right, with Dr. D and friends, it's going to be a great trip. It's going to be a phenomenal trip. Go to my website at drdahlia.com. We have some details there, who to contact, how to contact. If you have any problem contacting the travel agent, we'll get everything forwarded to you. Pretty excited. And we're going to leave out of Seattle. We had a choice of leaving out of Vancouver, but again, we wanted this as inexpensive as we can to make a fabulous trip. And I think we got the price way below $200 a day, which would be fabulous, especially since food's included. So don't forget to, at the end of the show, definitely look at the website for that. Okay, a lot of stuff to talk about. We got spiders crawling into women's ears living there. We got boys with Legos stuck in their nose for a few days. We have erotic dreams are able to be manipulated if you sleep a certain way. So we're going to talk about how to do that if you want to give yourself erotic dreams. It's the study. I'm just reading it. Right. Also, looks like red meat could raise the risk of cancer, but they found out why. We always tell everybody stay away from red meat because of cancer. Why? We'll talk about that. And also, if we have time, it looks like vitamin D supplements and calcium supplements are being linked to prostate cancer. So as you can see, we got a very, very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. So just hold on tight, get your seatbelt on, and we're going to rock and roll. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Donovan working the dials. My voice is now deeper than Donovan's. So when the caller's calling, I'm like, wait a second. Is that Dahlia or Donovan? Like, no, I'm Donovan. Dahlia is the one that sounds like, you know, baritone. Here we go. Spider crawls into a woman's ear and it lives there for 5 days. I don't know how she knew it was there for 5 days, but a woman checked into China's Changsha Central Hospital on Wednesday with an itchy ear, and she learned she had a small spider who was living in her ear canal. It had crawled inside when she slept. At the hospital, they took pictures and they found a stocky, hairy, four-eyed arachnid peering out at the camera. Of course, the photographer was like, ah! You know, we all would. Sorry, I can't make any sounds because I'll cough. I got to be careful. Amid concerns that disturbing the spider would cause it to instinctively drill its barbs deeper, biting her or scratching the ear canal, what they had to do is they had to coax it out. How did they coax out the little spider? You could do the itsy bitsy spider went up the water spout. You could do that, but instead they poured saline solution into the canal and flushed the spider out. As the spider's outstretched foot emerged from the ear, Fox News reports the patient, identified as Mrs. Lee, almost started crying. I don't blame her. My ear is itching, Mrs. Lee. Okay, so that's what happened with that. Then we have a boy. I don't know what his parents were doing, but anyway, 6-year-old Isaac Lassen had been playing with Lego toys years ago. One made it up his nose, but he doesn't, of course, remember sticking it there. His parents think that the toy was up his nose ever since he was 3 years old. He started having sinus problems. He was sleeping with his mouth open, trying to breathe. Numerous visits to doctors over the course of 3 years surfaced nothing, and they were told numerous times to just give the son antibiotics. Finally, a doctor looked into the nose and noticed something strange. Isaac thought it was spaghetti, but it wasn't spaghetti. Specialists pulled out a ball of fungus, which was encasing the Lego. Doctor said, dude, how did that even get in there? Now, it's still pretty flexible. Boy's doing well. Appetite's improving, etc. But this is the problem, right? Whenever you have an infection that doesn't go away, especially when it comes to sinus infections, get the specialist involved. A lot of family docs and pediatricians have good tools, but sometimes we don't use them. The ENTs love their tools. They'll stick things in ears, stick things in nose, because, again, what do they see? They see foreign bodies all the time. When I was an ER doc, I remember pulling crayon pieces out of kids' ears, pencil pieces out of parents' ears. I mean, people stick things in their ears, so I'm not surprised. So anytime you have a child with chronic sinus issues, it's very commonly a foreign body. Sometimes you could also CAT scan. You know, whenever somebody has an infection that doesn't go away after months or continually gets infected, we do a CAT scan, and this CAT scan will find it. I'm just surprised it took 3 years for them to figure that out. And when a child has chronic infection, that doesn't do good. They don't grow. They don't eat, etc. You know, my son had a chronic tonsillitis, and I was glad that the ENT didn't want to jump and operate on him, but the kid wasn't growing. You know, the kid just wasn't growing. He wasn't talking, right? And now he's 4 years old, and the doctor says, I think he's old enough for us to be able to take him out and, you know, deal with him postoperatively. Once those he just shot up like a weed, right? Started talking, had a little bit of a cute little lisp. You know, a little bit of a, you know, mommy, so cute. But, you know, sometimes chronic infection, you just don't thrive. And just don't underestimate the power of the Lego. When we were growing up, what were we sticking up our noses? Light brights, right? Light bright, right? Weebles were very difficult to stick up the noses. Those had to be shoved up other orifices. But light brights were what we stuck in our noses and our ears all the time. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 9th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,611.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,651.99, $826 for a half ounce, or $413 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,651.99, $826, and $413.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy. American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yes, I am a fill-in host. I sound much more sexy than Dr. Dahlia. I sound much more intelligent than her, and I'll probably up the ratings, right? This is tonsillitis, Dr. Dahlia. Yes. And I should do that. I should just, when they come on with an accent, hello, we are now going to discuss the medical headlines and just see if my ratings go up, right? Just because people think it's a different host. That would stink, though, if it happened. All right. I'm going to need some of you to weigh in on this and teach me, because I'm starting to get extremely confused with this whole freedom of speech. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Facebook is again in the news. And for those of us that don't really spend a lot of time on Facebook, we're like, do we really have to hear Facebook again? Well, if you're an employer, if you're an employee, this is going to relate to you. So, and this could affect you in a significant way. So let's talk about this really quickly. Daniel Ray Carter Jr. was an employee. He logged on to Facebook and he decided to do something called liking a page. Right. You know how some of you find me on Facebook, you find my fan page, you either like the page or something I write on it, you click like. Okay? Now, the problem was, he was working, his boss was the sheriff of Hampton, Virginia. The problem with this particular little click of liking was that it was a page for an opponent to his boss. Now, Carter says because he clicked like on his opponent's page, it caused the sheriff to fire him from his job as a deputy. Now, this puts him at the center of a First Amendment debate. Carter has filed a lawsuit claiming his First Amendment rights have been violated, and his case has reached the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit. Can you imagine if something like a Facebook like or poke or super poke makes it to the Supreme Court? I got to tell you, what kind of a world are we living in? Anyway, this week, Facebook and the ACLU filed briefs supporting what they say is Carter's constitutional right to express his opinion, signaling the case's potentially precedenting nature. Okay, so what's happening here? You work for somebody. This somebody has a competitor, whether we're talking about Best Buy, whether we're talking about a political candidate, whether we're talking about your mother and, I don't know, her husband's girlfriend. Who knows? Okay. You like something that's opposed to your boss. Are they allowed to fire you? Okay. All we're doing is saying, like, is this freedom of speech? Now, when you look at a variety of definitions of freedom of speech, if we put it very succinctly, it's the right guaranteed by the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution to express beliefs and ideas without unwarranted government restriction. Now, what about the sheriff's freedom of speech? Why should he employ somebody? I'm being devil's advocate here. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Why should the sheriff, right, be dragged into a lawsuit because he doesn't want an employee who could possibly be working with the opposition? From what we understand, it wasn't just a click of a like. Apparently, the opposition had barbecues. He went to the barbecue. He posted pictures on Facebook. So this thing is going to be long and drawn out because, all right, what about Facebook privacy, freedom of speech, etc.? But I think one of these days, and I doubt our current administration is going to do it, one of these days, I think we need to define and clarify what freedom of speech is. Because I don't think we have a lot of freedom of speech. I think there are certain aspects to freedom of speech that the Constitution is guaranteeing us in the First Amendment. And a lot of us try to use this freedom of speech as we will. For example, if my children want to use swear words, I don't allow them to. I'm their mother. I'm the law. I know there's freedom of speech. I know there's a Constitution. Until they know how to read it and how to spell it, I don't care. No swear words. If they go to a public school and they decide to swear, they can't do that. What about freedom of speech? No. If you're in the middle of Walmart and you're upset that you were at Target and you found something cheaper than in the Walmart aisle, and you as an adult or as in a child start to scream a bunch of swear words, right? Are you allowed to do that? No, that's called disturbing the peace, right? Or you're being disruptive to others. No, you can't do that. If I'm on air and I'm upset about what the Affordable Health Care Act is doing to my practice, and I want to scream out as many cuss words as I can, I can't do that. I'm not allowed. Well, there's no freedom of speech. No, I can't say the words I want to that would describe it. And unfortunately, sometimes a swear word is the only thing that really, really describes how I feel or what I think the situation is. Can't do it. No freedom of speech there. So what I'm wondering is when we claim freedom of speech. Now, I mean, on the flip side, that really stinks. If you're an employee, I mean, you know, we're looking at both sides of this. If you're an employee, you like something that your boss doesn't like and he fires you, or he sees you socialize with somebody he doesn't want to socialize and fires you, that stinks. All right. Then, you know, there's no privacy. This puts employees in a very vulnerable position. But also look at the side of the employer. Does the employer have to employ somebody who could be cohorting with the opposition, with competition? Do you have to employ somebody that you know likes your competition? What if that employee is a plant? Shouldn't, as an employer, you have the right to choose who you have as an employee? Isn't that a freedom? And I'm almost wondering, with what's been going on the last couple days, remember we talked about yesterday, again, I apologize about the coughing. Remember we talked about yesterday how a gentleman, 3 days before his daughter with terminal cancer was supposed to have a surgery, was fired by his boss. And, of course, he's suing Wells Fargo for firing him, blaming that they fired him because of the hike in insurance premiums, which, like I said, is a little bit odd because the insurance premiums, when they do hike, they hike at the next quarter, and then they hike for years. So firing him wouldn't change the rates. Would it, the insurance company, especially with Cobra, would still have to pay. From what I understand, he was able to get Cobra through a charity. But for example, so he's in a lawsuit claiming he was fired 3 days before the surgery, so the employer didn't have to pay for the surgery. We have this gentleman saying his sheriff fired him because he liked the opponent. Do you think government is trying to control how we fire people? Remember we talked about, and we've been talking about multiple times on the show, where a big problem with our health care is it's based on our employer's whims. If the employer wants to fire you, you lose your health insurance. It makes no sense to have your health insurance dependent on what your employer wants to do or how he feels like that day. Because he could turn around and fire you and you lose your health insurance. I'm almost wondering if some of these suits that are coming into play in some of these issues is because the government wants to entertain an idea on when and how to fire. So employees, employers, what should you do? Well, employees, if you want something private, you don't plaster it on Facebook. I'm telling you right now, Google yourself and see what comes up in terms of images in your Facebook posts. They come up on Google. So it's not like somebody sneakily looking at your Facebook account, okay? If you want it private. If you don't want it private and you kind of want to tell your boss what you think, don't be surprised if he cans you. I mean, before Facebook came, if you disliked your employer and he knew it, if you complained to others about your job, freedom of speech or no freedom of speech, you probably didn't last that long at that job. I mean, why should an employer have somebody who could possibly work against them, right? But then as an employer, I guess you need to be very careful that whatever you do fire your employee for has nothing to do with social media, right? If you want to fire somebody, I don't care if you're in an at-will state, all right? Did the person come to work late? Was the person rude with customers? Was he, what was I in trouble for when I was mouthing back at my boss? Insubordinate. Yeah, I got in trouble for that once. Was he insubordinate? Was he or she cutting out early, stealing supplies, not doing their job well? So as an employer, you should be writing people up, you know, when you do reviews, etc., so that if you do need to fire them, somebody can't come and say, well, yeah, it's because of what I had on Facebook. I liked the movie The Dark Knight, and he read my Facebook and didn't like that. Apparently now we have this whole legal picture and this whole legal world now where Facebook is involved somehow in many people's firings. And if that's the case, you need to protect yourself in case the ACLU decides that that would be considered a violation of freedom of speech. I don't know. Like I said, I'm just confused on the whole situation. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
Alright, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. See, doctors aren't immune to this whole freedom of speech issue because we have a lot of restrictions on our speech. A lot. You know, you're talking about a patient, you need to be extremely careful talking about a patient, especially even to another doctor, because of HIPAA, right? We have rules, and understandably so, right, to protect patient's privacy. So if I have a patient and I need to send him to a specialist, to be careful and be on the safe side, so nobody could say I violated the privacy, even though I have freedom of speech, even though I was born in America, I'm a U.S. citizen, right? I should be protected by the Constitution. I could get in a slew of trouble for bringing up a name of a patient to somebody else. So, I don't use a name. I say, I have a patient, 32-year-old female, this, and this. I'm going to be forwarding you a referral. When we forward, it's going to be in a confidential fax, etc. Blah, blah, blah. This is what the patient has, etc. if I can't mention, I cannot mention the name, I'm in trouble. But freedom of speech, you should be able to say whatever you want. I can't. You know, if I have a bad day today and a patient really ticks me off and I start complaining about him even just by his first name, I could violate HIPAA. And if it violates HIPAA, I could get in trouble. Freedom of speech does not protect you. So, like I said, my suggestion would be for the next administration, okay, and I'm sure a newer administration will probably do a better job of addressing this, can we please clarify freedom of speech? Okay? I think the Occupy protesters made their own definition, and it prevented people from going to work. It prevented people from going to get lunch. It prevented people from traveling. It blocked bridges. It blocked ports. And I don't know if the freedom of speech clause in the Constitution, the First Amendment, allows you to block ports. Isn't blocking a port an act of terrorism? Like I said, I think many Americans are a little confused with what is freedom of speech, right? And we discussed it. It's very simple. It's the right guaranteed by the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution to express beliefs and ideas without unwarranted government restriction. It doesn't protect you from getting fired for bad-mouthing your boss. It doesn't protect a doctor from disclosing private personal information about another patient. It doesn't protect you from blocking a bridge in New York. All right? What it's designed to do is to prevent the government, right, from stopping you from expressing a belief. If you want to praise the Lord, you are allowed to praise the Lord in this beautiful country of ours. And I encourage you all to do it. But I believe people are making their own definitions of it, their own interpretations of it. And now Facebook is involved. Now, and like I said, for those who are joining us on the Dr. Dolly Show, previous segment, we were discussing how somebody was allegedly fired because their boss, who was a sheriff, allegedly saw that they liked and socialized with his opponent during this election. So he fired his employee. Is an employer allowed to fire somebody who's working with the competition? Who he believes could be working with the competition, could be a plant? I thought the employer had a right. I thought we had certain freedoms. But then on the flip side, do you have a right to be on social media, say what you want, without fear of getting fired? What if your boss is not Republican? And you like Mitt Romney? And you click like on your Facebook, I like Mitt Romney. And your boss fires you. Is he allowed to do that? Does freedom of speech even come into play? I don't know. So my suggestion is, now that we live in a world with absolutely no privacy, and some of us like it, some of us want to communicate and be loud and strong, etc., right, if you're in a situation where you really like your job, and you don't know how to test the boundaries of freedom of speech, and you don't know if you really want to test those boundaries because you'd like to keep your job, right? I would, you know, maybe consult, okay, an attorney and go, look, you know, I would really love to wear a Mitt Romney shirt, but I don't know if my liberal boss is going to fire me. And my guess is that attorney would say, then you may want to just wear a shirt and tie to work, do your job, and after work, you could do whatever you politically want to. Isn't that what we used to do? Right? You know, I mean, I don't know. So, it'll be very interesting to see where this goes. It'll be very interesting if now social media is protected under freedom of speech. Now, I've been watching the Olympics pretty judiciously, and Allie Reisman, a beautiful girl in gymnastics, had a fan site. And I try not to like a lot of pages because my Facebook is already pretty cluttered. But I wanted to see, you know, who her coach was, etc. So I fell upon her fan site. On that fan site was some of the most horrific, horrible things. Anti-Semitic comments, slurs, horrible things. I didn't want to read further because I didn't even want to see if there were any threats. Now, this idea of Facebook and it being a form of speech and it's being protected under the Constitution, they may have to come up with some definitions. Because are you allowed to sit there and slew curse words and threats on Facebook to somebody? Well, it's freedom of speech. Yeah, but you aren't allowed to swear and threaten people at school or in the middle of Walmart, are you? All right? If it's going to be freedom of speech, then there has to be such uniformity. This is exactly what I talked about with immigration. Okay? We can't do this don't ask, don't tell with certain immigrants, depending on which state. All right? Either we all ask and we all tell, or we just redefine our whole immigration policy. Same thing with freedom of speech. Either freedom of speech means you get to say and do whatever the heck you want in the name of the Constitution, or we honor certain very safe and agreeable limitations. But right now, there's nothing in writing. The only thing in writing that we understand is the freedom of speech definition in the First Amendment. All right? We want unwanted government restriction. And that's, I don't see where cursing somebody out on Facebook, liking an opponent on Facebook falls under that. I don't. So I'm pretty confused. All right, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, calcium and vitamin D supplements. This isn't the first time we heard that calcium supplements could cause heart disease. Not the first time. However, another study came out today saying calcium and vitamin D supplements could actually put you at risk for aggressive prostate cancer as well as heart disease in men. So we need to really start to rethink some of these supplements and how we want to do it. Right now we're telling everybody to pop calcium and vitamin D to protect their bones for osteoporosis and to protect the risk of cancer being low in vitamin D. Yet every now and then we get these studies saying, but wait a second, if you take the supplements, not the natural stuff, but if you take the supplements, it could put you at risk for cancer. In one study, researchers reviewed guidelines for calcium and vitamin D supplements, looked at 12 clinical trials, looking at over 2,400 men with prostate cancer. All of the men had been given hormone deprivation therapy, puts them at risk for bone mineral density loss, etc. They say men undergoing hormone therapy for prostate cancer took doses of calcium and vitamin D. They still lost bone density, and they were at higher risk for aggressive prostate cancer and heart disease. So we may have to go back to regular food, people. We may have to go back to regular dairy. And one of us is going to have the cojones to say maybe we got to get some sun. But I don't know if the supplements are the healthiest way to go if every now and then we have these studies saying they're linked to heart disease. And I don't think it's calcium per se or vitamin D per se. There must be something in the substrate, something in these powdery pills that we're putting in our mouth that isn't jiving with our arteries or with our system. Don't go away. We've got more medical news. 1-877-DOCDALI.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Donovan, who's working the dials. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. A big thanks to you all for putting up with my cold and the lower octave of my voice. I'm going to be taking a little bit more time off to get better. I'm hopefully tomorrow's show will be nice and crisp. I apologize for any of you who listened to the podcast if there were any repeats. It's just I want to make sure you guys get as good a show as possible. And even though I want to get information to you, you can't be listening to something like this for 3 hours. Lord knows. Keep in mind, for those of you that are thinking about going to Alaska, we had to already start blocking off rooms and booking it this early. Apparently, people think Alaska is just as cool as I do. And we were able to secure enough rooms for a phenomenal cruise and get a pretty good price and start working on all the goodies and prizes and things that we want to do. So if you're interested in next June, leaving out of Seattle to go on the Celebrity Solstice Cruise, we got a great plan. Go to my website. Take a look at some of the information there. Contact the travel agent so we could get rocking and rolling with that. And for those of you on Facebook that are practicing your freedom of speech, which you have a right to, don't forget to mosey on over to our fan page at the Dr. Dahlia Show, and then we can no swearing. No swearing. I don't allow swearing on my Facebook page. No freedom of speech on Dahlia's page. No. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. All right, so we're just talking about vitamin D and calcium being linked to cancer now, or linked to aggressive cancer in men, aggressive prostate cancer in men, and heart disease. Another study today, which, of course, is why we're so confused in the medical community, which is why I don't know why we just don't walk around, like, dazed. They think they know why women may be more inclined to breast cancer as it relates to vitamin D. Women in the San Francisco Bay Area are more at risk for breast cancer based on their latitude, etc. And they say they are more likely to have a variant of a vitamin D receptor. So now, it's not just that you're not getting enough vitamin D. Maybe your receptor is off, and that's why you're more prone to breast cancer. The primary study author, Kathy D'Alessandri, is a surgeon, scientist, and Point Reyes Station, and performed the study, said women at high risk for breast cancer are almost twice as likely to have a variant of a vitamin D receptor as the overall population in the study. Now, they say this correlation between lack of vitamin D and a higher risk of cancer is not the first time we've discussed this, but this is the first study looking at the actual vitamin D receptor, which is the protein molecule that signals the cell to activate the vitamin D. Women with lower vitamin D, more risk for breast cancer. So if they have a little messed up receptor due to this variant, and you can identify who has the variant, then you may be able to see who's at higher risk for breast cancer, maybe give them different forms of vitamin D to enable them to absorb. Interesting study. And it may be cheaper than the BRCA testing. So we'll keep you posted on that. All right. Many of us have been told for years, you got to stay away from the red meat because it causes cancer. Well, why? Why does red meat cause cancer? Is it the fat? We eat fatty fish. You know, we fry chicken. Why is it red meat? Well, they think it's the iron. They think the iron in red meat builds up, and it causes a switch via a faulty gene in the gut that would normally resist gut cancer. Red meat contains obviously large amounts of iron. Large amounts of iron increase the likelihood of bowel cancer. But not only is it the level of the iron, but there was a gene called APC. And when the JPC gene doesn't work, iron starts to build up. They tested this in mice, and they found that mice with high iron were 2 to 3 more times likely to have bowel disease. Mice fed a low iron diet remained cancer-free, even if the gene was defective. Now, I know some of you moms out there are going, wait a second, I've been giving my kids iron pills. Don't take any supplements unless you're told you need it. Okay? I have so many people saying, yeah, I'm on a high iron supplement. I'm like, why? Were you anemic? No. Just I want to be strong. No. Don't be putting extra stuff in your body that you don't need. If you're low on iron, yes, you're going to need to build up your iron. Iron is extremely important. And being low in iron could lead to anemia. And being anemic could put you at risk for a variety of things. But if your iron is pretty darn good, you know, I wouldn't overdo it. Like, I see the Flintstones. You have Flintstones with iron for those kids that were told they need to supplement iron. Then you have, like, the regular Flintstones. I wouldn't overdo it. If your doctor doesn't say the kid needs iron, I wouldn't overdo it. You also get iron in your food. You obviously got iron meat, right? Okay? So, I'm not going to go too deep into the study, but this APC gene is faulty in around 8 out of 10 bowel cancers. So now they kind of see the correlation between the red meat and the iron, et cetera. And remember, many of these cancers are genetic, so that's a double whammy as well. So, again, everything in moderation. Don't be eating red meat 7 times a week. Mix it up a little bit. Have a salad. Salads are nice. So I know salads aren't sexy. Men will not eat salads because they don't think it's sexy. Well, this may be sexy. They say if you sleep on your stomach, it gives you a higher chance of having an erotic dream. Those who sleep on their stomach are more likely to have sexy dreams than if they went to bed in other postures. They say they, I guess, tested people who slept on their tummies. They said they had sensations related to sex and had more racy themes, like being tied up, being locked up, unable to move. Well, I, sexy thoughts. See, those wouldn't be my dreams. My dreams would be, you know, on a horse in Rivendell with Aragorn. That would be more of an erotic dream for me, not being locked up and, but, you know, that's just me. That's just one woman's idea. All right. Research was carried out by researcher Calvin Kai-Ching Yu of Xu Yang University in Hong Kong. He spoke to a bunch of students, two-thirds of whom were female, asked them to fill out surveys. Details included how often their dreams occurred, how intense they were. He asked them to write down how they slept. So it's a survey. That's how we studied this. You know, I hope these guys that study these things where they just hand out a piece of paper and a pencil make less than the people that are actually building these robots and building these 3D printers that make organs and, you know, people working on the vaccines. Honestly, there's all these studies and publications and announcements and promotions for people doing these studies. But honestly, I could hand a person a questionnaire and a pencil. Again, not to undermine his years of research on what makes people horny, but I just wonder if all researchers get paid roughly the same. Because, handing out a piece of paper and pencil is kind of easy. So he concludes that the study provides the evidence that dream experiences, and in a particular dream content, could be influenced by body posture during sleep. I talk about the happy weeks a lot. The happy weeks in women are the week where their estrogen rises in hopes for their follicle to stimulate, or the follicle stimulating hormone rises, estrogen rises for the egg to be ovulated. Right? You need estrogen for that. And in that happy week, there was a study where women seemed to have more erotic dreams. So that when they'd wake up, they'd be a little bit more lovey-dovey in the mood and more inclined to have sex. And that was the body's way of helping humans propagate. Remember, the body was designed to get pregnant. So it's going to do things to help things out. So women will usually cite that they're their most amorous during their happy week. Now, happy week is roughly the second week of their cycle, but depends. Some people have a 30-day cycle. Some people have a 24-day cycle. But, for those of you trying to make babies, make sure, when we've discussed how to do it, and some little tricks to do it, which we'll spend time on again. But, make sure you're charting yourself, you know, or have your lady chart her times, etc. But men, make sure she also charts when she's kind of PMS-y, because that may not be the best time to approach her first thing in the morning. All right, guys, great show. Again, I apologize about the low, deep voice. I'm going to go drink some hot tea. Any questions you have, email me. I'm still going to be working through email, and I will be back tomorrow, hopefully, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. God bless.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.